Just to lay it out, so you, where are you from? Where are you?
Well, I'm from Florida.
Okay, so you guys moved up here. Your family moved up here when?
Well, we've been here renting in like the Rittman Wadsworth area until we bought this.
Okay.
So we moved here a year ago.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about
the pipeline or the compressor.
No.
Okay. The realtor didn't tell you.
No.
Can I ask who the realtor was?
Honestly, I don't remember her name.
Do you know the company? Howard Hanna? No.
Uh-uh. Okay. It was Adam Medina.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what? So you've been here for how long now?
Over a year. A little over a year.
Okay. And I, so I work a lot on fracking issues. I've been researching it for 7 or 6 years now,
mm-hmm.
around Ohio, mostly the eastern, southeastern part of the state where it's really kind of booming. And now that the pipelines are coming online, the big transmission lines like this one and the Rover, you're seeing a lot of this infrastructure being built in places like where you live, like outside of where fracking is kind of happening.
Right.
And I'm really interested to get your sense for, like, have you, since you found out about this development, have you, like, gone online and seen what this kind of means? Like, have
yep.
you read about what neighbors of these kinds of things experience in the
yep.
past?
As soon as we found out it was coming, I did my research, and obviously we're pretty scared about it. I have 3 young kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to live next to that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I know there's health concerns about what you can breathe in, and obviously we're in the blast zone.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Yeah, unless we live out there by our pond, we're not really safe here.
Right.
But, yeah, and we know it's dangerous.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, and I think it's, and so a lot of the times that the people that I've talked to that live next to compressors, and I've talked to at least 3 or 4 dozen couples or individuals that live next to compressors. And I'll be honest, none that are this big.
Right.
Mostly the small, like, gas gathering lines that you see around Ohio that, you know, they're,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're a fraction of the size of whatever they're talking about here.
Right.
But really the thing that always comes up time and time again, I was just mentioning this to Kathy, is I was just down in Powhatan Point. I don't know if you know where that is, but just right along the Ohio River.
Okay.
And there's a family who lives there, and they have 3 compressors. So probably in total, they're pretty close to what you would experience here.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's come up time and time again is really sound. You know, just like from December to February, they were experiencing just background levels of sound. Not
right.
like some big event where they're flaring off something, nothing like that. Just
right.
like the background ambient level of sound is just mm-hmm. kind of one of those things. And I'm wondering if you've
I mean, I've read about it,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a concern. I mean, you hear things that it could be noisy, like living by an airport or
right.
comparable to that, I've read. But
right.
the light, how much light would be there,
right.
like light up your house at night kind
right.
of thing I've read about.
Right.
You know, but.
Yeah. And what it adds, how has the real estate market changed or in the shadow of this thing? Have you?
In regards to this house?
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know, we put it up for sale simply because why would anybody want to live here with
right.
a family of young kids
okay.
just to see what would happen? But obviously nobody is going to
right.
oh. be interested. And even if they are interested and they do their research.
Right.
They're not going to want to, and I don't blame them, because had we known about it, we wouldn't have bought it either.
And did you go with a realtor to put, or do you sell by, are you selling by owner?
No, we have a realtor.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And what it, like, have you voiced your concern with, like, county or township people? And I mean, you're new, I guess
really.
You're new around here.
I mean,
here,
we're right? following it, you know, on Facebook, and we're following all the debates and all the stuff going on, but we, like I said, we're very low key and we don't really like to get involved in
right.
drama
right.
stuff. But
and your husband, what are his same thoughts?
Same thoughts.
Yeah.
We're both pretty scared and pretty stressed about it, but I mean, we're stuck.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Right.
Money talks. The company came in and
yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask what you do for a living?
I just stay at home.
Okay. And your husband?
He works at a financial advisor.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I have a 4-year-old and we have a 4-month-old who's, we're having a hard time putting weight on him right now. So he's he's a little baby, but yeah. I can't imagine, I really can't imagine like what you're dealing with. I'm sorry to hear.
Very disturbing.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything but hope for the best and...
Yeah.
In my opinion, trust in God, but...
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Miracles.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.